WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. You know that feeling when you're about to tackle something new, but your inner critic starts throwing shade? You can't do this, it whispers. Remember that time you failed? Ever heard that voice? We all have. But the good news is, we don't have to let negative self-talk sabotage our dreams and hold us back from living life to the fullest. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming those pesky inner critics and learning to reframe our thoughts for a more positive and empowered you. So buckle up, grab your headphones, and let's get real about conquering negativity and embracing the power of self-compassion. Think about it. How many times have we sabotaged ourselves before even trying? We build these walls around our potential with negative thoughts, convinced that failure is inevitable. But here's the thing, those thoughts aren't facts. They're just interpretations, often based on past experiences or insecurities. Here are five key takeaways to help you silence those inner critics and unleash your true potential. 1. Recognize the pattern. Awareness is the first step to change. Start paying attention to those negative voices in your head. What triggers them? Are they related to specific situations, people, or even thoughts about yourself? Once you identify the patterns, you can start challenging the validity. Remember, you're not defined by your thoughts, you're the observer of your thoughts. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Don't just accept negative thoughts as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? What evidence supports this belief? Often, we find our fears are based on assumptions, not facts. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, try to reframe it in a more positive and realistic light. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend struggling with similar thoughts. We're all human, and everyone makes mistakes. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and focus on learning from your experiences. Remember, perfection is an illusion, progress is the real goal. 4. Cultivate positive affirmations. Positive self-talk can be a powerful tool. Start incorporating affirmations into your daily routine. Tell yourself things like, I am capable, I am worthy, or I believe in myself. It might feel awkward at first, but with consistent practice, these positive statements can start to shift your mindset. 5. Focus on your strengths. Dwelling on weaknesses only amplifies negativity. Instead, make a conscious effort to recognize and celebrate your strengths. What are you good at? What makes you unique? Focusing on your positive qualities can boost your self-esteem and empower you to face challenges with confidence. Think about the last time you put yourself down for a perceived mistake. You probably replayed it in your head, critiquing every detail. We've all been there. Maybe you tripped while walking, forgot someone's name, or didn't get the promotion you hoped for. But what if, instead of letting those moments define you, you reframed them as learning opportunities? Imagine saying to yourself, okay, I stumbled, but now I know to be more careful next time. Or I may have forgotten their name, but it's a chance to make a good impression by asking again. That shift in perspective can change your entire experience. Remember, conquering negative self-talk is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. But with each step you take, you empower yourself to live a more authentic, fulfilling life. So go out there and challenge those inner critics. Reframe your thoughts, embrace self-compassion, and celebrate your strengths. You've got this. And don't forget to share insights and experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who support each other in silencing the negativity and embracing their full potential. See you tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.